live on the Talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A. It's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by Prescott College, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and the Prescott Chamber of Commerce. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
And welcome to the Tuesday edition of Q&A. I'm DJ Phone with another interesting show for you today. We're going to open up by talking to our friend Tina Blake. She will be here from Prescott Meals on Wheels. They have a lot of exciting things going on, but before they get to those, you know, holiday season is coming up, and we would hate to see someone go without a hot, freshly prepared meal, and Prescott Meals on Wheels needs volunteer drivers. And we'll talk about that and some other things going on out on Rosser Road with Tina, who should be here in just a few minutes. And then after the news break with Nick, we will talk to our friend Ben Hooper. He is the Director of Economic Development for the town of Prescott Valley, and a lot of exciting things going on there. You know, Tuesday, of course, is the Tuesday Night Classics time at the Harkins 14 Theater in Prescott Valley. And tonight's is, no question, it's a classic. It's Silverado, which, along with Tombstone, pretty much reintroduced the classic Western to modern screens back in the 80s. Silverado stars Kevin Kline, Kevin Costner, Scott Glenn, and Danny Glover, directed by Lawrence Kasdan. It starts at 7 o'clock tonight. It's only $5. On the big screen for Silverado. Also, there's NHL hockey tonight on KQ&A. The Arizona Coyotes will visit the Winnipeg Jets. That's where the Coyotes franchise was born, back in the old WHA days. And that's the city, of course. I take that back. That's where you can hear it live tonight at 6 p.m. from Winnipeg, right here on KQ&A FM 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. And that Winnipeg franchise goes back a long, long ways, back to the 1970s, back when the old World Hockey Association posed a challenge to the National Hockey League. The NHL had expanded from 6 to 12 teams, then added two more team for 14, and all of a sudden, here comes the upstart World Hockey Association, and they were trying to find some way to make a real big splash and to convince NHL players who weren't getting enough playing time to join them. So what did they do? All of the teams in the World Hockey Association banded together, put money in, and they drafted Bobby Hull, the NHL superstar from the Chicago Blackhawks. And they signed Bobby Hull to a $1 million contract to join the WHA, and thus gave it instant credibility. And there's a famous photograph of Bobby Hull posing with the Winnipeg Jets owner, Ben Haskins, with his giant oversized check for $1 million. And there's a little blonde boy next to him, right next to Bobby. The little blonde boy is Brett Hull, who followed Dad Bobby into hockey's Hall of Fame. But Bobby played for the Winnipeg Jets for several years in the WHA, gave the league credibility, at least for a while, before they went broke. And when they did go broke, the NHL absorbed four of the teams. So they had a big impact. And then, of course, in 1995-96, the Winnipeg franchise decided to move, and they ended up in Phoenix, as originally the Phoenix Coyotes. Shane Doan, of course, played one season in Winnipeg before moving here. And, of course, the Arizona Coyotes now have been here for 21 years, and you have to wonder how much longer, because the arena, it's a nice arena, Gila River Arena in Glendale. The city of Glendale has not been very kind to the Coyotes. So you have to wonder what's going to happen next season, especially with the fact that we are in week number six now of the NHL season. The Coyotes have played 19 games. They have yet to win a single game in regulation time under new head coach Rick Tocchet. Now, they're going to be in Canada for four games this week. They're going to play tonight in Winnipeg, Thursday in Montreal, Saturday in the nation's capital, Ottawa, and then Monday in Toronto. And you really have to wonder if they don't take at least two of those games. When they come back here to play the San Jose Sharks on the 22nd, their first home game in 2 weeks, you have to wonder if they'll have a new head coach by then. So, lots of things going on with the Arizona Coyotes. That game time tonight, 6 p.m. Hey, congratulations to our hometown Yavapai College Rough Riders. They advanced last night in the NJCAA National Championship Tournament at Mountain Valley Park with a big 9-0 win. They're off today, and they'll be back at it tomorrow, so go Coach Mike. You know, we always welcome your questions and comments about Q&A. Just drop me an email at djphone@kqna.com. That's DJFONE at kqna.com. So stay tuned. We're going to talk to Ben Hooper after the news break. Hopefully Tina Blake will be here in a few minutes. If not, we have some really interesting talk for you about the Best Actress nominees coming up, since this is the best time of the year to start going to movies. And we'll talk about that in just a moment on today's edition of Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, streaming live, you know where, in the words of the immortal Buzz Lightyear, to infinity and beyond on KQNA.com.
For over 50 years, Prescott College has been empowering future leaders to make a difference in local and global communities.
Hi, I'm Courtney Osterfeld, Executive Director of the Launchpad Teen Center. I earned a bachelor's and a master's degree from Prescott College. Today, I am proud to make a difference in our community by inspiring teens to achieve their dreams. My experience with Prescott College provided me with the skills and experience to develop and manage a nonprofit organization.
Prescott College, making a difference globally and locally, starting right here in Prescott.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
This November, Nissan is piling on the rebates to close out the remaining 2017s, and the deals are better than ever. This is Ed Walsh for Lamb Nissan. This month, Nissan has added amazing rebates to the full lineup of Nissan Titans. Purchase a new Titan SV 4x4 with an MSRP of $37,095 on sale for just $27,999. That's a new full-size 4x4 truck for just $27,999. Or how about America's number one selling SUV, the Nissan Rogue. Lease for just $199 per month with $2,700 down. Or you keep the down payment, put zero down, and lease a new Rogue for just $275 per month. Nissan Sentras have been discounted 25% and are now just $14,381. 2017 model year closeout deals at Lamb Nissan and Prescott. Lamb Nissan, we're here to serve.
Call 928-717-2289 for more details.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec V Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
You're listening listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
And we are back live at 3:10. I was talking about movies before, and one of the great things about November and December is the rest of the country drops into a deep freeze. We get to spend nice, cool fall evenings in the movie theater. And this is the best time of year to see movies because so many of the studios, they save their very best films for late November and December because the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences, the 6,000 members who vote on the Oscars, they have to cast their ballots in January. So the fresher the movie is in their minds, so the thinking goes, the more likely they will vote for your movie if it's very good and it comes out in that time frame. Now, in that mind, keep in mind the date, December 22nd. Now, several years ago, Martin Scorsese came out with a movie called The Wolf of Wall Street with Leonardo DiCaprio and Margot Robbie. He brought the movie out on Christmas Day. Now, this was about the least likely Christmas movie you'd ever want to see because DiCaprio portrayed a real-life Wall Street wolf who was not a very kind person, not someone you think about when you think of Christmas. So why did he open the movie on Christmas? Well, here's why. Because in order to qualify for an Oscar, the rules state in clear black and white, in order to qualify for that year's Oscar, the movie must open and play in a Southern California movie theater for at least 7 days during that year of its eligibility. So, if the movie opens on Christmas Day, that through New Year's Eve gives it 7 days and it qualifies for an Oscar. And that's why Martin Scorsese opened that movie, The Wolf of Wall Street, on Christmas Day. Now, this year, on December 22nd, there is a movie that is already getting a lot of people thinking this will be the Oscar winner for Best Picture. Now, you might think back a couple of years ago when Spotlight, the movie about the Boston Globe uncovering the Boston priest's pedophile scandal, that won Best Picture. It was an outstanding film, no doubt, but it was kind of like along the lines of All the President's Men from 1977, how an intrepid band of reporters refused to take no for an answer and broke open a massive, massive story. Well, back in 1971, with Richard Nixon in the White House, the Washington Post went to war with the Nixon White House over the Pentagon Papers and Daniel Ellsberg. And Nixon and his cronies, they fought that tooth and nail, and they eventually lost. But the Washington Post had to go to court, they had to spend millions of dollars, and they eventually got the news out. This movie coming out December 22nd, it's called The Post. Now, consider this. For a pedigree for an Oscar, it's directed by Steven Spielberg. The lead female is Meryl Streep. The lead male is Tom Hanks. That alone guarantees it a Best Picture nomination. It's called The Post. It opens December 22nd, and it's about how the Washington Post battled the Nixon White House to release the Pentagon Papers. And if you don't see a connection with today's events, you need to look a little closer because everything old is new again. Well, on the category of the best actress in performances so far this year, now please keep in mind a lot of these films haven't played in this area yet, but they probably will before the end of the year. So, according to Entertainment Weekly, they say, three cheers for all the celluloid women of 2017 who have made picking just five nominees for Best Actress almost impossible. And what Wonder Women they are, rebels, rule breakers, uncompromising and brave heroines. So let's start with the blistering performance by Frances McDormand in a movie called Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri. As Mildred, the Oscar winner, portrays a mother whose grief over her daughter's murder has taken the form of a white-hot avenging angel. She's a coiled instrument of rage, and voters should be thrilled at watching her tear through this movie, leaving everyone and everything in her wake. The writer-director Martin McDonagh wrote Mildred with Frances McDormand in mind, and audiences will surely know why. Another case of the star and the material being in perfect harmony is Jessica Chastain in Aaron Sorkin's Molly's Game. Now, keep in mind, Aaron Sorkin was was the lead writer for the West Wing TV series. He wrote the absolutely brilliant movie The Social Network, an outstanding Hollywood writer. It's hard to imagine, they say, another actress who can speak fluent Sorkin while deftly handling the demands of playing Molly Bloom, a one-time Olympic-class skier who ends up running the hottest high-stakes poker game in Los Angeles. That's Jessica Chastain in Molly's Game. Meanwhile, remember the Nancy Kerrigan, Tonya Harding affair of about 20 years ago, where Tonya Harding hired a henchman to bust Nancy Kerrigan's knee before the Nationals and before the Olympics? Well, I don't think anybody can ever imagine Margot Robbie as Tonya Harding, but that's the casting. And they mentioned Margot Robbie could qualify as an Oscar as Tonya Harding. It may seem as a, like a head-scratcher, but watching the movie I, Tonya star disappear into this complicated character will make you want to put up a perfect score. Ditto this year's Best Actress winner, Emma Stone, who takes on the role of tennis trailblazer Billie Jean King with Steely Grace and Dignity in Battle of the Sexes. Speaking of grace, they say Sally Hawkins manages to bat hearts around a thousand different ways, all without uttering a word, playing the mute and lonely Elisa in the fantastic The Shape of Water. They say a different kind of magic spell is cast by Saoirse Ronan's restless teen, aching for the unknown in the truly marvelous Lady Bird. Quite honestly, it's hard to talk about how incredible Annette Bening is in Film Stars Don't Die in Liverpool without remembering how mad we are about last year's 20th Century Women snub for an Oscar. But no matter, Entertainment Weekly says her portrayal of actress Gloria Graham is a sight to behold. And, of course, there's Victoria and Abdul star Judi Dench, who comes on screen as Queen Victoria and reminds everyone, oh yeah, that's why she's Judi Dench. But of course, they close with saying there's those yet unseen ones too. Meryl Streep in The Post, Vicky Krieps in Phantom Thread, Michelle Williams in All the Money in the World. Lastly, regardless of how you felt about the movie Mother, don't forget the depths Jennifer Lawrence went to for her role. A mother, as they say, of a performance. Well, good movies coming your way very, very soon to the Harkins Theater. And keep in mind, once again, their Tuesday night classic this evening, it's only $5. It's at 7 o'clock, is Silverado, a real classic throwback Western. Stay tuned. We've got more coming up your way today on Q&A in just a moment on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at KQ&A.com.
Hey everybody, it's Sarah from the Artful Eye Jewelers. Did you know we specialize in beautiful, one-of-a-kind jewelry made right here in our state-of-the-art workshop? That's right. We love creating unique pieces that can be passed down through the generations. Many of our one-of-a-kind award-winning pieces feature stunning Australian opal and other exotic gems. We have pieces in sterling silver as well as white, yellow, and rose gold to fit every budget. So if you're looking for a truly unique handcrafted gift made right here in Prescott, be sure to stop on in and see us at the Artful Eye Jewelers. We're located in the middle of Whiskey Row in beautiful downtown Prescott.
You step into the shower to wash off the day when you find that there's no hot water. What do you do now? Pick up the phone and call RED Plumbing. This is Travis. It's always better to have hot water than to be in hot water. So when your water heater isn't doing the job, give us a call to let us do ours. Whether it's a repair or replacement, we'll get the job done. Give us a call at 772-9296. Find us on Facebook or visit us at redplumbinginc.com.
Friday is the biggest shopping day of the year. Turn to the Daily Courier to help you make the most of this shopping extravaganza. The Daily Courier is huge, stuffed with over 30 inserts filled with holiday bargains for just $2. Pick up your copy early between 4 and 6 on Wednesday at Frontier Village Shopping Center or at the Daily Courier office in Prescott Valley. Bring 2 cans of food and get the paper for just $1 while supplies last. Planning made easy with the Daily Courier, available by 7 p.m. at all retail outlets.
Hi, my name is Jane Robertson. I have taught second grade at Abaya Judd Elementary School for almost 30 years and had the honor of serving as your Arizona Teacher of the Year. I love being part of the Prescott Schools and am grateful to live in a community that values education. With your donations, you help our schools fund important programs. Please donate your tax dollars. Then come and watch a game or a concert. Volunteer. See for yourself how your commitment to our schools is beneficial. Go to PrescottSchools.com and choose exactly where your tax donations go.
It's time to get off the beaten path and discover more good times with the new 2018 Finley Toyota Prescott RAV4 Adventure Grade. Hardy 18-inch 5-spoke alloy wheels, over fender flares, and rocker panel guards all come ready to roll. Integrated roof rails carry your gear along for the ride. RAV4 Adventure Grade's unique look, black-accented power heated outside mirrors, and halogen projector beam headlights with black bezels will get you there in style. Your Finley Toyota RAV4 comes with Toyota Care, our complimentary maintenance plan, including roadside service for 2 years or 25,000 miles. Lease an all-new 2018 RAV4 LE for $219 per month for 36 months, or take advantage of 0% for 60 months or $1,000 cash back. Take a test drive today at Finley Toyota Prescott or visit us at FinleyToyotaPrescott.com. We are everybody's hometown dealer. Offers on approved credit must finance through Toyota Financial Services. Does not include tax, license, title fee, and $495 dock fees. Lease with $29.99 due at signing. Security deposit waived. Monthly payment for every $1,000 finance is 0% for 60 months equals $1,667. Offer expires 12/4/2017.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
And we are back live at 321, and as promised, we have the Economic Development Director from the town of Prescott Valley, Ben Hooper, just walked in the door, and as we let Ben get a little bit situated here, some exciting things going on around Prescott Valley, Ben. I know a lot of people ask questions of you when you're around town, so let me ask you this. What questions do people most ask you about business here?
Oh, hello, DJ. Thanks so much for having me on. I can tell you the thing that people ask me the most is, you know, when they hear that a specific retailer or a restaurant is coming to town, like they hear Chick-fil-A is coming to town.
We've been hearing that for 2 years,
exactly,
right?
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. And when they hear it, they want to know when are we able to eat at it, you know? Mm-hmm. And sometimes I have an answer for them, and sometimes I don't, unfortunately.
Yeah. Now, take me through what it takes for, say, a national corporation to open up an outlet here, whether it be a store, a restaurant, something like this. Who normally makes the first contact? Do you contact them and say, have you checked out Prescott Valley? Or do they contact you and say, we're kind of looking in your area?
It could be a little of both. There's no real typical way that it's done. Sometimes it might be that I reach out to somebody and that they start taking a look in the area. But also, retailers usually have their projections of where they're going to build about 3 to 5 years out. Mm-hmm. And so even though I might say, hey, you should come to Prescott Valley, that just gets us on the list maybe for 3 years, unless, you know, Northern Arizona in general is in their growth plans. You also have brokers and developers that are working in the area that may be the person that brings in the business. There are times where I have no dealings with a retailer before they come into town. So it's really just a mix.
You know, along Glassford Hill, we've seen a lot of development going on. I see there's a new pet clinic opening up, I believe, December 1st. There have been new stores opening up. And kind of interestingly, right behind, not Baja Fresh, but right behind a Mexican restaurant in the same building, there's another Mexican restaurant, which I found kind of peculiar. How did they work that one out?
Well, that's right. Well, the Christian bookstore used to be located between Baja Fresh and Firehouse Subs there. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, Christian Bookstore went bankrupt nationwide, and so they closed that location. And there's a local Mexican restaurant owner down in Dewey who owned the, I believe it's called Puerto Vallarta restaurant.
Right by Lefty Steakhouse.
You got it. Mm-hmm. And delicious food, great spot. And he was interested in expanding into Prescott Valley. And so he's going to be opening Casa Perez, which is located in the old Christian Bookstore space.
Now, that's his brother's restaurant, right? Aren't they brothers operating these two different restaurants?
Correct. And I'm unclear. I, it was either that he sold Puerto Vallarta to his brother and then he's opening Casa Perez, mm-hmm. or that his brother just came up to open Casa Perez. I wasn't quite sure how that worked out. But, you know, oddly enough, restaurants and different retailers tend to locate next to people that are similar to them. And that's, you know, you see the trend like with Ross and TJ Maxx located in the same development over at the Crossroads.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, the thing with Casa Perez and Baja Fresh, they may be crazy like a fox, because if you are in a situation where, say you're going to Casa Perez, mm-hmm. and you see they have a line out the door, but you really have a taste for Mexican food, you just might go next door to Baja Fresh. So this might be a synergistic kind of thing where they help each other.
You got it. And I think that that's generally the thinking behind restaurants and retailers when they do that. Mm-hmm. They tend to notice that they are more successful when they locate alongside a specific other retailer.
Mm-hmm. So I'll ask the big question, when the heck is Chick-fil-A going to open?
Oh, that's an excellent question. I wish I had like an exact date, but I can tell you it will definitely be early 2018. Mm-hmm. You know, you can drive through there and see they've got the building pretty much up. Oh, yeah. The sign is up on there. I assume that they're just doing finishes on the inside, although I have not been in to see it. I know that they'll be doing a hiring event at some point, either December or I think it's in January, actually. And so we'll see it. You know, unfortunately, I would say regionally and maybe even nationally, there's been a construction shortage. Mm-hmm. And so that really is what's holding up a lot of these businesses, as you see them and you're wondering, you know, when the heck are these guys getting here? You know, it's not that they don't want to get up here as quickly. It's just that after the downturn, a lot of folks moved out of the construction sector into different areas. And now that things are starting to pick back up again, there's just not enough people to fill the demand.
You know, it's a good point, because we are an older area in terms of the population. We do skew older. And that means an awful lot of young people who might take those construction jobs have moved elsewhere, haven't they?
That's part of it. But also a lot of them are retrained in different sectors. So people that are, you know, your phlebotomist that's drawing your blood, or, you know, medical is something that didn't really get hit too hard in the mm-hmm. downturn. And so, you know, maybe medical coding or something, they may have been a former construction worker.
You know, I go up and down Glassford Hill every day. I go past the Hampton Inn all the time. And I remember reading a few months ago that a new Dunkin' Donuts was going to go in over there. What's going on?
And that's, just got held up a little bit with construction issues. So the way that Dunkin' Donuts likes to work is they build about 3 units at the same time. Mm-hmm. So right now they're focusing on 3 units down in the valley. And then when they're done with that, they're going to be doing 3 units, one in Prescott Valley, one in Kingman, and I forget where the other one was. But they're looking at early 2018 breaking ground. So it's a little bit later. They wanted to be open for Christmas if they could, but they'll probably break ground in January if everything goes according to plan. And, you know, so we're excited to have them. And what's real nice about that location, it's going to not just be a Dunkin' Donuts, but also a Baskin Robbins.
Really?
So it'll be, you'll get your donut and your ice cream fix.
So what that means, I have to stay on my diet 2 more months.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I'm sure all the folks over at the Hampton Inn and other places within walking distance will be just thrilled that that's opening right next to them.
We have seen some good news also in the Crossroads area. We've got the Native Grill and Wings. They've opened up. Of course, Chick-fil-A is going full speed now. And a new store will be opening in a row of inline shops between Dix and Ulta.
Correct. And you can see that those inline shops were already constructed. Those are up and standing. And I can say with confidence that I can announce who it will be. And I can't remember if this is the first time I've announced it. I think it is publicly, at least. And that is K Jewelers. A nice national jewelry store retailer. They'll be taking about 2,400, 2,500 square feet. And then there'll also be about another 4,500 square feet available for lease in those inline shops.
Mm-hmm. You've got a couple of very, very large buildings that are going to be open, going to be filled one of these days, just not yet. You've got the Albertsons, or the former Hagen building. We try not to say Hagen around here. and of course, you've got the former Kmart. Mm-hmm. Those are gigantic buildings. How can you market those?
They are. You know, the Hagen's building, they're kind of in different stages of flux right now. So the former Hagen's building, that is owned by a local owner. It's being marketed aggressively by a local broker, Dave Parker, with Goliath Realty. Mm-hmm. And so they're looking for folks, whether they want to take the full 45,000 square feet or, you know, potentially subdivide the space.
Sure.
Usually with big box reuse, those, you know, and especially with the Kmart, 110,000 square feet. I mean, for the the most part, those buildings in their current form with a single user just don't have a place in the market anymore.
Yeah.
And so it is most likely both areas will be subdivided, but we'll see. The Kmart is just in a little bit of a different stage. The owners of that, it's a family trust based out of Texas, and they've been collecting rent on the facility up until this month, actually, from Kmart. Mm-hmm. So even though they vacated it, 18 months or 2 years ago, they've still been collecting rent. And so I've seen the sense of urgency to sell the building increase in the past couple of months. And there have been, there's nobody that I can point to and say they're going to buy it.
Yeah.
There are developers that have been sniffing around and are interested. And there's been retailers in the area that I think would match up perfectly with it that would like to mm-hmm. come in. So it's just a matter of finding the right people that have the finances to make the right deal.
And you know, when Kmart closed here, a lot of people thought, oh, it must be the area. But look at Kmart and Sears nationwide. Mm-hmm. They have been dying for a long time. Sears just announced a couple of weeks ago, I believe, they're closing all of their stores in Canada. Mm-hmm. And they're closing a lot more stores now. With the holiday season approaching, they're closing a lot of stores. You have to wonder how much longer Sears and Kmart will even be opened.
I wonder the same. Yeah. I read recently, I think they're closing 48 new, or not new, but 48 existing Kmarts across the nation. And so, I think that trend will continue. But, this is capitalism. There are some retailers that do well. And people think, Kmart's dying and all these big box stores are dying from e-retailers. But people still do 90% of their shopping in stores. You know, stores aren't going anywhere. It's just mm-hmm. which ones have adapted to the changing environment and which ones haven't. And you see people like TJ Maxx and Ross, for example, that have just been going gangbusters with opening new locations. And in the end, for all of the negative news that we hear, there is still more square footage being added across the country than being closed. Mm-hmm. And so that's a good thing. And as far as the Kmart specifically, I see it as a great opportunity. I mean, those buildings, that the former Haggins and the former Kmart, are two of the best opportunities for second generation space in town.
Yeah.
And, I've seen other Kmarts that have closed in other communities, and then as they were rehabbed and split into maybe three or four different retailers, they ended up actually employing more people and giving more a variety in services to the residents. So it stinks to have these buildings closed at the moment, and especially right across the street from one another. It gives an impression that is not true, because our vacancy rate is very low.
Sure.
That those two comprise the vast majority of it. I do feel that another year or two from now, and it's just going to be a whole new ball game over there.
Mm-hmm. You know, anybody goes to a movie at the entertainment complex or goes to a Prescott Valley Event Center event, they see a lot of activity going on that lot right on the corner. What's going on there in Florentine and Lake Valley?
That's a really exciting development. So that's a new apartment complex. It'll be 214 units, and that is being constructed by the Fain Signature Group. Mm-hmm. And I think it'll be a game changer for our downtown to have 500 plus people living in that area. It's very walkable to all of the different retailers and all the restaurants in that area. I think whoever does acquire the former Kmart and the current owner of the former Haggins, that's just a great asset to have the new apartments right behind there. Mm-hmm. And so this will be kind of the first delve into livable urban environment in downtown Prescott Valley. And I'm excited to see where it goes. I'm hoping that it really spurs more growth, kind of expanding the entertainment district out.
Mm-hmm. And one last question. What's this news about a grant for a new website and market study?
Well, I'm really happy about this. About 6 months ago or so, I applied with the United States Department of Agriculture and their Office of Rural Development for two grants. One of them was to create a new website, and the other one is to have a third party come in and do a market assessment that will identify, where we're deficient in different types of retail, as well as define our trade areas.
Mm-hmm.
So I have this information, and I know it intuitively, but it is a lot more, brings a lot more credibility to the market when you're able to present it from a third party source. Mm-hmm. And as far as the website, again, we do have a website. It's a fine, effective website, but I believe that it can be more effective and speak directly to the developers, brokers, and retailers, and other end users that'll be you know, interested in coming to Prescott Valley.
I lied. One more question, by the way.
Sure.
Letters to the editor in the local paper the last few weeks. It's all about Deep Well Ranch. It's about development, too much growth. You know, where's the water going to come from? Somebody the other day asked a question I hadn't thought about. Mm-hmm. 10,000 new homes. Where are these jobs going to come from to support these people?
Well, and that's a good question. I mean, the Deep Wells Ranch project is something that they're projecting out over 50 years.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there is certainly some leeway. But, you know, there's a lot of folks that do retire into the area, but I would not bill us as a retirement community.
Yeah.
You know, we're not a Sun Valley or whatever it's called down there in the Phoenix area. And so, you know, I think that the jobs will come as we continue to grow, and especially as we have a workforce. We have plenty of assets that we can tout about our town, whether it's Prescott or Prescott Valley.
Mm-hmm.
We have a lot of assets in this region that we can tout. And so, I think it's just a matter of making sure that the workforce is available and then connecting with the right businesses that align with this community.
And, of course, some of the people buying homes in Deep Well Ranch, they'll be business owners too, won't they?
Exactly. They will.
Indeed. How can people contact you if they need information about economic development?
I would give me a call. My direct line is area code 928-759-3106. And whether you need information about economic development, you have a question, I'm entirely accessible to our residents and any of our clients. So please call.
We thank you for joining us today on Q&A. Ben Hooper, Economic Development Director for the Town of Prescott Valley. Tina Blake is here. She's up next after we talk news with Nick, coming up on Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. Streaming live around the world at kqna.com.
James Roush here of Wallach & Bulk Mortgage. Are you interested in buying a home and just have a million questions running through your head? The James Roush team at Wallach & Bulk Mortgage is here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week by appointment. Even if you need to meet on Saturday morning because of your work schedule, we'll be there. Call the James Roush team at 445-8730, Wallach & Bulk Mortgage.
License number 00128295, LNS number 16209, Equal Opportunity Lender.
The hassles of property management can leave you frazzled. Lengthy background checks, bad tenants, interpreting landlord-tenant laws. At Top Notch Property Management and Sales, we're experts in property management, from marketing and tenant screening to lease negotiation and timely rental payments. Top Notch knowledge and expertise, along with 28 years of real estate experience, will take the hassle out of property management so that you can enjoy being an owner and not a landlord. Discover why we're top notch. Give us a call, 772-4801, or online at topnotchprescott.com.
Hi, I'm Jamal McCoy, Market Area Manager for Finley Automotive Group in Prescott. Finley Automotive Group boasts the largest selection of new and pre-owned cars with almost 10,000 vehicles in our inventory. That means the largest selection of new and pre-owned sedans, SUVs, trucks, and hybrid vehicles in the county. With five brands side-by-side and 32 dealerships strong, Finley Automotive Group Prescott has your vehicle. And because of our volume buying, you can shop the very best deal and choose from an extraordinary number of financing options for any credit need.
Hi, I'm Robbie Hinshaw. Finley Automotive Group consistently rates among the highest in customer satisfaction and quality of service. We are proudly serving the residents of Yavapai County and beyond, including all surrounding communities. And because of our reputation for outstanding service, low prices, and excellent customer service, Finley Automotive Group Prescott has become a favorite destination for automotive shoppers throughout all of Northern Arizona.
Finley Automotive Group, not just a better dealership, but a great community partner. Finley Automotive Group in Prescott with Hyundai, Subaru, GMC, Buick, and Toyota.
Hi, this is Reagan with Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling. I'd like to take a moment to thank my fellow veterans out there. Whether you were a swabby, a flyboy, a leatherneck, or a ground pounder like me, we all did our job. This Veterans Day, PVHAC has a special gift for our veterans. Visit PVHAC.com to get a veterans discount promo code. Give us a call at 458-8177. Visit us at PVHAC.com or on Facebook. And remember, no matter what those flyboys tell you, there is no such thing as a perfectly good airplane. Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling.
Worry less with Liberty Mutual Insurance.
So your son got home safe last night? Tom said he had a flat tire.
Yeah, he was out past curfew and got stuck on Route 1, but Liberty Mutual went out and took care of it for him.
Liberty did what?
Yeah, a flat, jump, or tow. It's no problem no matter where or when with their roadside assistance.
What was he doing out so late anyway?
Getting himself grounded for a month.
Visit us online to get a quote. You can leave worry behind when Liberty stands with you. Liberty Mutual Insurance. Optional 24-hour roadside assistance coverage. Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company.
We're KQ&A.
Good afternoon, and thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Tuesday. I'm Link Elliott with a check of news and weather together on Q&A with DJ Phone, brought to you by Wallach & Volk. Raw chicken breast products are part of a recall in Yavapai County and nationwide.
Empire Kosher Poultry is recalling over 10,000 pounds of its products, which are sold locally at Costco and Trader Joe's.
This was found when an employee observed metal foreign material in a chicken breast while performing routine duties, and the company has acted to recover the items before reaching commerce.
Yavapai County Community Health Services spokeswoman Terry Farnetti says she hasn't heard of anyone in the state being harmed by these products.
They said they discovered the problem on November 2nd, and there has been no confirmed reports of adverse reactions due to consumption of these products, and the federal safety inspection has received no reports of injury or illness.
The recalled products, which were shipped to retail locations nationwide, are listed at yavapaihealth.com. Anyone who has bought this raw chicken should throw it away or return it to the place of purchase. I'm Bill Monroe reporting.
The Yavapai College Rough Riders men's soccer team is off to a good start in its quest for an eighth national championship. The Rough Riders began the national soccer tournament last night at Mountain Valley Park in Prescott Valley. They beat the Wapensie Community College 9-0 in front of a hometown crowd. During its recent live call-in to Let's Talk Sports on KQ&A, Coach Mike Pantaleone said it's good to have the national tournament in Prescott Valley again.
Over the years, we had to go to Trenton, New Jersey, and Tyler, Texas, and places like that, but in 2017, it's right in our backyard, so we got a lot of loyal fans out there. We really appreciate the support, and we can hopefully get some more fans.
The tournament was held at Mountain Valley Park in 2014, but the Rough Riders didn't qualify. Goalkeeper Justin Motzkis explains it's been a great season.
We've put in so much work this year as a unit, and we've really been able to come together after last year. Kind of left a bitter taste in our mouth against Phoenix College, and us as sophomores came back, and we knew that we needed to fight hard.
After taking a day off, the Yavapai College Rough Riders return to Mountain Valley Park tomorrow afternoon to take on Monroe Community College. Kickoff is at 2:30. For more information on this story, log on to KQNA.com and click on the link to Prescott eNews. Taking a look now at your KQNA weather. Partly cloudy tonight, mostly sunny through the work week. Expect an overnight low of 43 tonight in the Prescott area, with a high of 69 tomorrow and a high of 68 on Thursday. 44 degrees tonight for Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, with a high on Wednesday of 79 and a high on Thursday of 78. Q&A will continue after this. I'm Link Elliott for the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM and 95.5 FM. KQ&A.
At Finley Subaru Prescott, we believe in making the world a better place. So this year, we'll donate a bicycle to Prescott Toys for Tots for every new Subaru sold through the end of November. And we'll donate $100 for every new car sold to the Yavapai Humane Society through the 15th of November. So stop by and take a look at the latest Finley Subaru offerings. Through November 30th, you can get as low as 0% for up to 63 months on a new 2018 Finley Subaru Outback or Forester. With up to 32 miles per gallon and symmetrical all-wheel drive, this is the most adventurous Outback yet. Loaded with creature comforts so you adventure in style. The Forester packs an available 250 horsepower turbocharged boxer motor and over 100 cubic feet of interior space. And both offer as low as 0% for up to 63 months. Purchase a new Subaru and we'll donate a bicycle to Prescott Toys for Tots through the end of November. Buy from our new selection and we'll donate $100 to the Yavapai Humane Society through the 15th of November. Finley Subaru Prescott, doing our part to make the world a better place. Shop online anytime at FinleySubaruPrescott.com.
Hi, this is Reagan with Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling. I'd like to take a moment to thank my fellow veterans out there. Whether you were a swabby, a flyboy, a leatherneck, or a ground pounder like me, we all did our job. This Veterans Day, PVHAC has a special gift for our veterans. Visit PVHAC.com to get a veterans discount promo code. Give us a call at 458-8177. Visit us at PVHAC.com or on Facebook. And remember, no matter what those flyboys tell you, there is no such thing as a perfectly good airplane. Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling.
Life doesn't stop for car trouble. Work, school, dentist appointments, the workout you wouldn't mind skipping. Our cars connect us to our lives. So wouldn't it be reassuring to know that our cars are up to the job? Enter Hum by Verizon, the technology that connects you to your car. Now you can check your car's health from your phone with vehicle diagnostics. Get advice on the go with a certified mechanics hotline. And if Hum detects a collision, it can send help automatically with 24/7 emergency assistance. Get Hum and get where you're going. Learn more at hum.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Fung.
We are back live at 3:44. Tina Blake is in the house from Prescott Meals on Wheels. Tina, I attended church service last Sunday, which is why you probably heard thunder and lightning. there was someone from Meals on Wheels in Prescott saying, please, folks, we need volunteers to help deliver Meals on Wheels. What is the great benefit in doing that?
Well, you know, that's the beauty of Meals on Wheels. You're going out and you're helping somebody that's homebound, and you're giving them the opportunity to get a nutritious meal, some precious moments of conversation, and a wellness check. Mm-hmm. But while you're doing that, you're volunteering, and it's been proven to, as you volunteer, you tend to live longer, you tend to live more fulfilled and happier. So it's kind of a cycle of you're helping others, but you're also helping yourself. Mm-hmm. So volunteering is a great way to do it. We are looking for drivers. We're also looking for kitchen help. So if you're not somebody that wants to drive, but you want to give 2 to 3 hours a week and help us in the kitchen, pack meals, mm-hmm. we give out about 200 meals a day to homebound individuals. And when we do that, it takes a village to help us create that. We have over 150 volunteers that help at different times. Some people volunteer for just 3 hours a week, while others might volunteer up to 20. We had one gentleman that drove every day in August last year. So there are some of those rock stars out there, but we're really adaptable to mm-hmm. people's schedules, because a lot of our drivers are individuals that have retired and sure. they want to give back to community mm-hmm. and are finding ways to be able to do that.
And those people on the route, they look forward to the company, don't they?
They do.
It's only a couple of minutes at a time, but they look forward to it.
They look forward to it. You know, the humor and the bantering back and forth that they get to have, and the smiling and just laughter between the driver and that client. But also, you know, that wellness check is really important, DJ. Yeah. We have so many individuals that don't live near family mm-hmm. nowadays, that having somebody deliver a meal and check on someone is critical. We have saved several lives at Prescott Meals on Wheels, and I think that's going to continue through the years, because we want individuals to live in their home for as long as possible, yep. healthy and happy, with safety and dignity for as long as possible.
And independence for as long as
possible. Independence, yeah, we all want that. Mm-hmm. We can all remember grandpa and grandma, right?
Sure.
They didn't want to leave their home. I don't want to leave my home.
Indeed.
You want to be in your familiar place and aging happy and healthy. Mm-hmm. And we even do different programs to help develop creative aging, where we're talking about music and movement and writing down and journaling your stories, because that's such a great part of the brain to keep working
sure.
and keeping that creativity going for having that fulfilled latter years per se.
You know, in terms of delivering for Meals on Wheels, now this is the Prescott Valley one, not Prescott, but when I first came to Arizona, I volunteered for several months at the Prescott Valley Meals on Wheels, and one of the people who was delivering for us every day just happens to be the grandfather of the new Green Bay Packers quarterback, Brett Hundley. So,
wow.
Yeah, he's a retired judge who every day was out there, you know, doing his route, and people look forward to talking to him and stuff, and he made new friends, and he loved it. Yeah, mm-hmm. So there's a lot of ways to get around. Hey, by the way, I'm going to have Tammy Niekamp, who's staging the new play, the new musical Annie, very soon. And I got to look at the flyer for it, and I'm really admiring the artwork. And you have a little story about that, don't you?
I do. Both my daughters are going to be in Annie at the Elks. It's going to be a great show. It's this weekend, so you want to buy tickets. My daughter did all the artwork for it. She is having a great time time doing that for people and really bringing out her art to her other love, which is acting. Mm-hmm.
And she's how old now?
She's 15 and she goes to AAC, the Arizona Agribusiness Equine Center.
Sure.
And she's in her first college art class, even doing really well. So, it's really cool. And so I'm hoping that she can bring some of that creative energy with doing her art. She does some of that stuff already for Meals on Wheels, but also helping some of our clients with that, too.
Great.
That would be really neat.
You know, this is the time of year people start thinking about doing their paperwork for their end-of-the-year taxes, and you have a way for them to save some money and help a very valuable nonprofit, don't you?
We do. Prescott Meals on Wheels is considered an Arizona-qualified charitable organization. So you can give up to $400 to us if you're single, or up to $800 if you're married, and it's a dollar-for-dollar tax credit, mm-hmm. which is a win-win. It's like you get your money back.
Yeah.
It's so unique. And Arizona is one of the only states that does that, which is pretty cool that the government realizes they can't do all the nonprofit work.
Right.
They don't want to take on all of the things that we do.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm in part of a coalition called the Greater Prescott Area Tax Credit Coalition. And what's wonderful about that coalition is we're all coming together to educate about tax credit. We hear it, but we don't always know what it's about. It seems too good to be true. You hear about school tax credits, charitable tax credits. How do you put all that stuff together? So there's about 17 of us that have come together, everything from North Point Charter School to mm-hmm. Prescott Unified School District to the Farmers Market to Habitat for Humanity. And there's a new foster credit tax credit as well. So we have Arizona Children's Association and Yavapai CASA for Kids Foundation, part of that coalition. And one of the cool things that we're doing, I know the shopper that you are,
of
right?
course. Oh,
exactly.
Yes.
That yeah. you are very busy after Thanksgiving on.
I'm exhausted from shopping.
Yeah. You are one of those people that get up at spend the night outside, right, mm-hmm. for those deals.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Looking for loose wallets and purses. Yes.
So you have that Black Friday,
mm-hmm.
and then we have what?
Cyber Monday
and the Small Business Saturday,
mm-hmm.
and then we have Giving Tuesday, and it's a national movement, and all of us at the Coalition for Compassion
Coalition for Compassion.
I'm talking about another nonprofit, but all of us in the Coalition for the Greater Prescott Area Tax Credit Coalition is going to be putting on a big party at Granite Mountain Brewing on Tuesday the 28th from 4 to 8, and we are going to have free appetizers from U.S. Vets from their culinary art training program. They're going to be bringing that out. We're going to talk a little bit about tax credits. We'll have CPAs around mm-hmm. talking about it and really just educating you to tell you that this is not too good to be true.
Mm-hmm.
And you have a voice as a taxpayer to where you can keep that money local.
Mm-hmm.
And the best part is you can give to multiple charities. You don't have to give it all to Prescott Meals on Wheels. You can give to Prescott Meals on Wheels. You can give to West Yavapai Guidance Clinic Foundation. Mm-hmm. You can give a little bit to different organizations to of what you value
mm-hmm.
and what you want for the community.
Now, the Prescott Meals on Wheels comes out of the Rosser Road building, right?
Correct, but we're also serving part of Prescott Valley now, too.
Oh, nice. Okay. Mm-hmm. But people can also go to the Rosser Road building and have lunch, can't they?
Yes. I invite all of your listeners to come have lunch with us.
Mm-hmm.
And the cool day is going to be next Wednesday. It's Turkey Day.
Oh, that's right.
Yes.
That's
so
right.
Where can you get a turkey dinner for $5?
And make some new friends.
Exactly. So, yeah, you can come in anytime. We have our menu on our website, and you can pick and choose. One of my friends who is a caregiver and works full time, she doesn't always want to cook dinner, but wants to give a nutritious meal.
Sure.
You can get carry out from us too, which is mm-hmm. a great way for you to be able to eat a nutritious meal and not have to cook, because it gets hard wanting to cook,
sure.
especially if you're by yourself. Who wants to cook for them by themselves? It's not as fun.
And how can people contact you about Prescott Meals on Wheels?
Yes, please give me a call at 928-445-7630, or you can go online at prescottmealsonwheels.com.
And volunteer to drive. They need you. Tina Blake, always a pleasure. Thanks for joining us today on Q&A. Stay tuned, because we've got some final thoughts and tomorrow's Q&A guests coming your way on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. Streaming live at kqna.com.
like a trusted friend, the Breast Care Center at YRMC is here for you. Compassion, support, strength. These are the qualities you look for in a trusted friend. These are also the same qualities you will find at the Breast Care Center at YRMC in Prescott Valley. State-of-the-art diagnostic tools, expert care coordination, health education, and support programs are only the beginning. They're combined with a compassionate, caring staff and a private, warm, and comfortable environment. We even have an on-site patient navigator whose focus is to help you with every step of your healthcare decision-making. Choose the Quad City leader for advanced breast care services, including digital mammography, breast MRI, and ultrasound. The Breast Care Center at YRMC, your trusted friend in healthcare. Call 442-8900 or visit yrmc.org.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec V Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Hi, I'm Jason Williams, the Trails and Wilderness Manager for the Prescott National Forest. I earned a Bachelor's and a Master's of Arts in Environmental Studies and Adventure Education from Prescott College. Today, I am proud to make a difference in our community by working with community members on such projects as the Prescott Circle Trail and protecting our wilderness areas. My experience with Prescott College allows me to contribute by conserving our local public lands and providing opportunities for everyone to enjoy the great outdoors.
Prescott College, making a difference globally and locally, starting right here in Prescott.
Who doesn't want to save money and support your local community? Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA, MBA, and EA. Now is the time to find out what Arizona tax credits you qualify for. Currently, only 10% of people use Arizona tax credits to benefit our hometown community. You're going to pay the money anyway, so why not keep the money local and give to places that you choose instead of the state government? Give me a call or visit davidasnydercpa.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Stay tuned now for Talk of a Town, Prescott Valley with Marnie Yule. Then join me Wednesday for Q&A. By the way, don't forget Coyotes Hockey at 6 o'clock tonight. They are in Winnipeg. So join me tomorrow Wednesday for Q&A with my guests, author and historian Bill Weiss, on the impact of television on America in the 1950s. Bill will tease the talk he's going to give at the Prescott Library. And also tomorrow, Tammy Niekamp. She is staging the musical Annie this weekend. That comes up tomorrow at 3 o'clock on Q&A, when I will see you on the radio.
You've been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Prescott College, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and the Prescott Chamber of Commerce. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Cottonwood and Prescott Valley, KQ&A.